And now welcome on the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys.
27-10 loss at Elon, but a game that you guys were certainly right in throughout. As you've gone back and looked at that one, just kind of give me your impressions on what happened.
It's frustrating. Improving, you know, very, very much improved, but just not good enough. Committed to shutting down the run game. We did a good job doing that. Played them hard through 3.5 quarters, you know, forced turnovers, had it to a one score game going into the fourth quarter on the road in this league against a nationally ranked team. You know, that's much improved. Quarterback play was more improved till he got hurt. But can't turn the ball over twice in the red zone in the fourth quarter on the road and expect to actually beat that team. So while there's good things to point out and to build on, you know, I thought we played really well up front, in the front seven. I think we're getting better every week there. I think Gibbs is becoming who we all thought he could be, and he's making a difference. But we got to figure out a way to play all four quarters and hold on to the damn ball.
Let's start on the defensive side. You guys hold Elon to 77 yards on the ground. Jalen Hampton had multiple 100-yard games. What were you able to do so effectively to take away their running game?
Similar to what everybody else said. You know, Mike just said it himself. This guy's committed to the discipline of the scheme. And a hat and a gap, and that's my job, and I'm going to do my 1/11th no matter what. And all of a sudden, this group is starting to gel together, play really fast, play really hard, and honestly, they're fun to watch. They're playing some of the best upfront football I've seen here in a while, and they're having fun doing it, and they're raising the banner for everybody else. It's pretty impressive.
Along with Gibbs, Jamal Gay, 5 tackles, the sack, forced a fumble. Who are some guys that we've talked about how good your linebackers have been most of the year? Who are some guys that really impressed you on Saturday?
Well, Jamal might have been the best he's played as a Tiger. I mean, really, he just didn't make any mistakes and did what he's asked to do and did it to his best ability. But the two inside back, Ryan Kearney and Mason Woods right now are ding and dong. Ryan's incredibly intelligent. Mason's really talented. The two of them really, they play off each other. They play well. Ryan got a pick. Which, you know, I always said for Ryan to get a pick, somebody has to touch that ball before he does. But, and that's exactly what happened. He found a way to get it done. But right now, those two kids are playing about as well as they've played. And, you know, add Jamal into the mix. He's playing well. Jamal's backup's not playing poorly. And up front, every single one of those guys is making a difference. Makai Smith is getting better. You know, Lauer is old. I swear to God, he's like a 43-year-old man from Over the Hill Gang. And he's still finding a way to get to the quarterback. And so is Vinny. And, you know, Vinny's strong and smart and playing some of his best ball as a senior, so I couldn't be more happy for him.
Switching on offense, the turnovers, as you said, were killer. Not only the fourth quarter fumbles, but the interception there late in the first half that allowed them to go up 14-7 at the break. As you've gone back and kind of looked at the plays, anything that stands out to you, or just mistakes that happen?
Sorrell's just trying to make a play when it did, you know. Situational football's got to get a little bit better. Get me back to zero. Get me a yard. Get me two. And we're learning that it's okay to go ahead and make those plays when you have a punter who's dropping 60 plus bombs, you know, every now and then. And he's changing the field, whether you're doing it offensively or not. So we did a better job with situational football. But again, that's a critical error that instead of us going to halftime, either driving to score and being up at halftime or tied at halftime. And instead, you know, we give them a cheap 7. That's just if we're going to win down the stretch and make a run at this thing against, you know, I don't know what's going to end up being 6 total top 25 teams plus an FBS team before the season's over. Yeah, we're going to have to play our best football and we're going to have to be better situationally.
Running game struggled a little bit, which led, I think, on the other side, Elon had the ball for, 37 minutes in the game. That obviously was a factor. What did you see what can you maybe to get that running game going a little bit?
It's a little bit of the running game. It's a little bit of the rhythm. And to be honest, it's an offensive defensive problem. I think we were giving up. They had 21 attempts at third down, of which they were damn near 50% at. And that keeps the ball in your hand for most of the game. And, you know, it's awful hard to have any kind of rhythm offensively when you're going to be under 30% on third down. You're not going to be able to continue drives. And the other team is, thus leaving you on the sidelines. It means every time you're out there offensively after that, you have to be damn near perfect. And we need to be better on third down. So if you're going to ask me what we're going to do during the bye week, I'm already going to tell you. We're doing third down every single day, all day. You guys want to come by? Everybody's going to see it. We'll do the exact same thing all the time. Third down is this week.
Touched on the quarterback situation, having to make the change. What is the status there of Terrell, and how did you think Nathan Kent did in his limited action?
Terrell's out. You know, that puts us – we finished the game with quarterback number four. The good news is we're one play away from quarterback number five, but at least there is one. So we have two more left. I thought Nate played scrappy. I thought he made some plays. Got a little bit outside of himself a little bit and almost got in trouble, turned the ball over himself. But for worse, to be thrown in the fourth quarter in a one-score game, trying to find a way to win that bad boy, I thought he answered the bell pretty well. I think he learned a lot about himself. I think we learned a lot about him. And we got a couple days to see who we can get healthy before we play the great William & Mary.
William & Mary, and we'll talk more about them next week. But you've played a really challenging schedule here over the last 4 weeks. Did you look at the second half of this schedule? What's the message to your guys, to say, hey, we've played some tough teams, we've hung in, what can we do in the second half?
This is good, Rob. You probably should just be the head coach.
Yeah, well, let me know.
I'm asking them to get better every week, and that's exactly what they do. Mm-hmm. And it's not good enough. You know, the goal of the game is to win the game. But the goal is, as a player, as a unit, as a team, it's to get better. So, that's awesome. Now, when you say you're getting better, and you're getting better when you're playing thoroughly impressive national competition, that's where you gain your confidence. Look, I'm not doing this against a guy who just got off the bus and can't spell cat. I'm doing this against some of the best teams in the country at this level. And we're getting better doing it. We're this far away from knocking on the door, kicking the door down, and announcing your presence with authority. We're going to have lots of opportunities against nationally ranked teams to do this down the road. And all we got to do is push this rock over the hill one part and let the thing steamroll the rest of the way. And you can have fun doing it.
So you talked about the some of the things, but what's, I guess, the focus, how do you best use this bye week coming up?
Oh, okay. Third down. We're going to get better at third down. We're going to do third down tomorrow. We're going to do third down twice tomorrow. Then we're going to do third down twice on Wednesday. We're going to do third down this week. And by the time we play William & Mary, we will be better on third down.
All right, Rob. Thanks as always for your time. Good luck with the bye week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
You too.